Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning to you. This is Patrick Timpone. I didn't know I was on. Couldn't hear myself. Yeah. It's OneRadioNetwork.com. It is October 16, 2019. For those of you who are lost, just remember that you can't get found unless you're lost. So it's okay to be lost. Paper ripping in the wind. Well, we're going to have fun this morning. We're going to do a little thing that takes a long time to get young. And our ongoing, whatever it is, a little study, a little jaunt, a jolly jaunt into sticking around in these bodies for a while without it getting longer than normal, maybe, or just longer, just, you know, without getting sick and living the life as long as you want to, and who knows where it'll take you. I mean, I don't have an age in mind that I'd like to live to, and all that. I don't get all that kind of thing. I just continue to look at this thing we call aging, why the body ages, why it doesn't age, why how we get sick, why we get sick, how it works, how we heal. And this all plays into the same ball of wax here as the spiritual component of being a spiritual being in a soul, in a body, and our state of consciousness is what we experience. So many folks out there that talk about these things, and gotta love them. My opinion, I don't run into any of them that really break it down as simply as we do, because I think I've been able to see a clear picture of it. Not that they haven't, but I know for one thing that these matters are not as complicated or as esoteric as they're often made out to be. And I think that's just because the person delivering the massage, it's kind of like a massage, is just like I am. We're all learning as we go. This is how you learn the best, as you share experiences and you teach or whatever. That's how you learn. Most people writing books is they're learning about their subject as they write it, and then, you know, that's how that works. So we've been working on a book called It Takes a Long Time to Get Young. That's our trademark, and we're going to probably do a whole YouTube thing on that someday. Who knows? And it's probably been 3 or 4 years now in the making, but things keep moving and changing for me, and I just keep getting more information downloaded, so you just don't. And rewriting and life. But then again, if the time thing is as we know it is, irrelevant and doesn't matter, it's not real, it doesn't really matter, does it? You just do stuff until it's done and you say, well, it's done. Kind of like cooking. Hey, Marge, are those steaks done? Yeah, they're done. Okay, then you eat them. So if you'd like to be on the radio programming this morning, I'd love for you to participate. Questions, comments, like things like, what? I don't understand. How can that possibly be? There's no, as they say, you know, they, Doug and Mel, there's no such thing as a dumb question or a comment. No, they all work. Just don't get snarky, because I don't do snarky. Snarky free zone. Our email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com, or the phone number is 888 563-6386. So I thought we'd share a few things about today, manifestation, and then the idea of time, and then healing, how my experience is, how that works. So first thing, you probably say, well, where did this stuff come from? Did you just read this in some book and then you're repeating it? And then, come on, I don't care. What if the person who wrote the book doesn't know what they're talking about? And what? Yeah. No, actually, I don't really listen to anybody else with this stuff. I just don't. I've never found any of it to be all that interesting to me. And I don't mean that from a egotistic perspective. It's just the way it is. I just don't. If I did, I would. Because, you know, believe me, this is not about Patrick doing something. This is about just Patrick surrendering, chilling out, and downloading information and having a desire to know, you know, to figure something out and then share it. So it's not that I'm some intellectual genius or spiritual giant or anything. It's none of that. It's just my desire and what I want to do, and I'm really into it, and you get stuff. It's no different from any author or so-called authority or a Ray Peet or an Adam Bergstrom and all the amazing things that they're into. They just keep getting it. Just get it. Internally, externally, internet, in dream states, you just get it. Because that's the way spirit works. It just kind of always is building, trying to express itself more through us. So as we, quote, get younger or don't get older, quote, or anything like that, or pro-youthing, what we're really doing is becoming more aware of who we are as soul and internal being, internal beingness. But it's organic when it's, you know, it's an organic being. It's just one of those organic ones. And it's good to soak them first. And then who we are just kind of comes out through our body. And then that's what people perceive through what we say, how we say it, our voice, our face, our body, everything, what we write. That's how people perceive the aging process, really. It's not about somebody that doesn't have any wrinkles or all natural hair or something like that. That's just the outer coating. Those things may change as well, but it's really about soul becoming more and more eternal and conscious of it. And then that just comes through, and then that's what people really respond to, not necessarily how somebody looks. But we're pretty visual material. Was it Madonna? Material girl? We're pretty material, folks. And because of that, we are going to start doing our radio show and seeing if video kills the radio star, and we're going to go video pretty soon. I think we're working on our new date is the 29th. Does that sound right? Last day of the month. We are shooting for that. I think that's a Thursday. We're going to have two guests, hopefully. Maybe have three people. So we'll be able to do a little bit of that too. We can get some point counterpoints and get some pro this and anti this and get them both on at the same time and have a little confab. Boo-hoo. Yes. Anyway, okay, so let's dig right into this idea of manifestation, and this is plays a role in youthing, pro-youthing, or aging or not, or everything. What we normally do, and the reason it doesn't work all that well, and again, I'm not criticizing us as spiritual beings in a body, but just because we were never taught this stuff. I mean, who would know? Religions really don't teach it. You know, they don't. It's all in there somewhere. You know, if you dig deep into the deep spiritual texts of the original works of a million years ago, when these things were being taught underground, and then all religions sprung out of the truth. In other words, they all sprung out of what is. That's the truth, like what is. And then different spiritual masters came along and worked with this state of consciousness that has always been here, a total state of consciousness. People like Buddha and Jesus and Vishnu and Zeus and all the different gods and Muhammad and all the different masters. And they taught their version of it or what they understood of it. And then religions were built around that, which is fine. This is what they did. That was their job. And they were doing, you know, just the perfect thing for the time and for the people at hand and what they needed to hear and would hear. You know, Jesus probably, well, in some of the writings, he got a whole lot more esoteric, you know, than it's written in the Bible, because the Bible is just written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who are just understanding and translating and kind of doing their own take on what Jesus was about. But Jesus talked a lot about soul traveling, and my house has many mansions, and some of you can go with me and some of you can't, and all that stuff, and you don't have a home. And I mean, you know, he was on it. He was God realized being, and he was, but, and, you know, that stuff is not taught. So anyway, so manifestation, it's a curious thing. So we probably grew up and thinking, well, I guess the way to get stuff is you pray to God for stuff. I like to get a pony. Can I have a pony? Because I really want a pony, and, you know, a brown and white one, and come on, I want a pony. Because everybody wants a pony, right? All kids want a pony. So even today, when you think about something that you want, I don't know, new house, new partner, good health, whatever, new blender. I'm going to have to do something with that blind back there. It's banging. What we generally do is have a picture of it. So if you close your eyes right now and say, come up with something that you want. Come up with something that you want, that you don't have. So if you close your eyes and say, okay, I'll do a pony. I want a pony, and then you picture your pony, and you see, and then you open your eyes and you see that's really kind of out there somewhere, right? It's just in the imagination, but you can feel some kind of distance, right? Close your eyes again, you say, I want a pony, and I imagine myself with a pony. So then what happens is we generally keep thinking about something that we want, and we're always thinking about it unknowingly, thinking about it as something that we're going to get in the future, which just makes sense, right? Well, someday I'm going to get a pony, or someday the love of my life is going to come in, and I know he's right there, but I tell you, I just, you know, but he's still out there, you know, he's... So my experience is that when we do that, that's exactly what we get, is as the movie says, tomorrow never comes. And tomorrow never does come because there is no tomorrow. So that's a problem. When we think there's tomorrow and then there is no tomorrow and then it never comes because it's always one day away. It's kind of simplistic and kind of geeky, quantum physics geeky, but it really is the way it works. Absolutely, positively, no question about it, not even worth discussion, that there is no time. We can close our eyes and the clock will move and the earth will move around the sun and the sun will move around on its little axis and the stars will move that's called time. Oh, we're not going to get into time. Time is later. Okay, we're going to stay on manifestation. Well, the same thing. Okay. So So what's the key? So we all went through the stages, I guess, early on with the affirmations. Remember affirmations? Who was the all-time affirmations champ? Her name's there somewhere. You know who I mean. That one. Yeah, that girl. And she used to have all kinds of books about affirmations. And we would do affirmations like I am I'm powerful. I'm rich, you know, that kind of thing. So the real key to manifestation are these three words, and it's just acting as if the gift is already given. And that's for a couple of reasons. One of the reasons is because since there is no time, the only way we can receive it is to act like it's already there. Because if we keep thinking it's going to be here tomorrow, like we say, well, then tomorrow never comes. And then what about tomorrow? Well, so acting as if is really something that you could write down and play around with and really think about, you know, how would I do that? How would I act as if I want this? Or what would I do and what would I say? How would I dress? How would I be if this was already manifested in my life? And write those things down and start doing those things. So you really kind of just fake it until you make it. So that's really the key to manifestation, is not thinking that something is coming in the future, because there is no future, because tomorrow never comes. So it's a very powerful idea, because it really, we have to change our whole state of consciousness for this idea to work, because instead of thinking about what we want, so we can let that one go, is we think about what's going on right now. And then that drives you right back to the ever-present now, which is where everything is anyway, which is really the whole goal, is to, in every moment, know that we are just in Nowsville, act like that, and what me worry, right? Because it's just now, so if I don't like what's going on now, I just do something else, rather than think, am I going to have to do this for the next year? Then we're visualizing out and expanding it out, and then that's, of course, the way it's just going to manifest for ourselves. And instead of, well, I'm here right now, and this is not what I really would like to do, so I need to start doing what I really want to do while I'm doing this stuff that I just have to do. Pretty simple. Hmm? No more difficult than that. It's pretty simple. Manifestation. Another real key to manifestation is ask it for everybody else at the same time. That's really a powerful idea. So, dear God, I want a pony. I really want a pony. I mean, you know I want a pony. But I sure hope, too, that when I get a pony, that all kinds of other kids around the world get their pony too, and really mean that. It's a big deal, because spirit is universal. Spirit is everywhere, is inside everyone, is working for everyone's benefit, from the Dalai Lama to Hitler. What can I tell you? So spirit likes things that are universal, that are ethical. Ethics means that's all for one and one for all. That doesn't mean that you have to take responsibility for everybody. Nothing of the sort. Actually, just the opposite. But then we wish that everybody is going to get what they really want too, and really hold that in our hearts. That's a very powerful thing that helps everybody. I don't know if it helps them exactly to get what they want, But it's putting it out there, and these are ideas that people pick up. So it's helping people to spread the word, so to speak. Manifestation. Let me go change that blind. I'm going to go fix that. But it's time to do a break anyway. Okay, hold on. Dr. Mark Serkis talks about hydrogen therapy by using Brown's gas from our Aqua Cure machine.
Hydrogen therapy, especially the gas, using breathing it in. What is oxidative stress? It's like the exhaust in a car. When you burn oxygen to create ATP, it's not a clean process, not totally. So it creates free radicals, these kind of substances in the body that like to compromise other substances. If you're burning pure hydrogen, see, in oxidative process in the mitochondria, we're actually breaking down food. It's not just pure hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using pure hydrogen, like a car would, the exhaust is pure water.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The hydrogen buses and all that. Just pure water.
Right. Pure water. So hydrogen therapy, what it's doing is it's bringing down oxidative stress by combining the hydrogen, molecular hydrogen combines with free radicals. And what does it do to them? Turns them to water. So that's hydrating.
Remember, there's a lifetime warranty, and then there's a 1 year, no questions asked, money back warranty on the Aqua Cure machine. In case you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. Use promo code ONERADIO in our store. Promo code ONERADIO on OneRadioNetwork.com. Really pleased that I was able to get one of these guys. They're so, there's something really magical going on with them. Just really, really good stuff. You can feel it. Everything in my life, as far as my body is ongoing improving. And so I'm about 2 months into it using the hydrogen. So I've got to credit a lot of that to the, I just have to. I mean, it's just no accidents. So you can breathe it, put it in your water and make it every day. Breathe it when you exercise, breathe it when you're reading or just hanging out. You get one of those 25-foot cannulas and walk around the house with it if you want. It just depends. The more you do it, the more it helps you. It's a great, one of the most prolific gases ever. And these machines are quite nice. And a lifetime warranty and a 1 year warranty, too. If you don't want it anymore. I don't want it. You can have it. She's too fat for me. Remember, we used to sing that when we were kids. Oh, we're thinking about doing video on Halloween. Is that right? Oh, my goodness. Starting? That's auspicious. If you've not tried our sulfur, you should ought to really kind of pony up and get some. We offer a pure sulfur that's I'm 99.7 kind of pure stuff, and it's really one of the best ones out there. It's a little more pricey than others, but that's because it's the best. Only cost a little more to go first class. That's right. Most of them out there have stuff in there that you don't want, and this one you can grow a little stuff in the jar, what do you call them? Stalactites and stalagmites and little crystals. So it's still living. A lot of detoxification things going on, good things going on with glutathione in the liver, hair, skin, and nails. I always like sulfur. You can look at any sulfur product for the skin. I mean, any product for the skin, almost always have sulfur in it. It's pretty cool. You can click an order. Three prices, United States, Canada, worldwide, or just email me and I'll hook you up for 10 pounds. I'm sorry, more than 4 pounds. 4 pounds or more. 10%. And then people order 8 or 9 pounds sometimes and get 15%. And we ship it all over the world and we don't usually have a problem. Don't have a problem. Pure Organic Sulfur from OneRadioNetwork.com.
Previously, with Wayne Blakely, we were talking about the Living Streams probiotics.
Oh, that's why when we do your Bifido in the mouth, we do it for the yttrium, because the actual Bifido doesn't...
But the Bifido 2 product I have, you put it in your ear, it bypasses the gastrointestinal tract, and it goes through the lymph system, the drainage system, goes right into the small intestinal tract. It bypasses the gastrointestinal tract. That's the reason I developed it. Now, for 50 years, they've been to develop a probiotic capsule that you could take that'll open up in that area so the bacteria start growing. There's two problems with that. Number one, it doesn't work. And number two, they put a pathetic Bifidos in there. They're weak and they're dying anyway. You know.
What do you mean it doesn't work, number one? That's a bad way.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That capsule doesn't work. So that's the reason I developed a liquid product to bypass the gut.
Well, why doesn't the low pH just kill the liquid guys, too?
Because we put it in the ear. Bypasses the gas.
Oh, okay. That's the Bifido 2, right? Okay.
That's the Bifido 2. You can use any of my products to do the same thing. They'll go right through, bypass the upper tract and go right into the lower tract. And that's where your immune system kicks in down there.
So we could use any of the Living Streams in our ear?
Any of them. Put in your ear. It's all safe.
How are we doing?
Totally safe.
Cool. That is pretty cool. That's where a good portion of the immune system is, in the small intestines. Check them out in our store, Living Streams products, all of them on OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is really cool when you think about it, isn't it? You can take a liquid product, put it in your ear, and let it go all the way down vroom, 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 to the small intestine, to the lymph. I suspect you can do it in your doggy's ears, too. We're putting Bifido 2 and other things in our eyes. It's kind of fun, and things are... Gunk's coming out. GunkyEyes.com. It'll do that. These are great products, and you can talk to Marilyn, 360-912-2981. I'll give you the number again, 360-912-2981, and she'll hook you up with some information. If you talk to her and pick out a couple of things that you want to try, please come back to our website and order so we get a commission on the deal. If you order on the phone, then they don't have a way to give us a commish, mish, a mish, commish. And that's how we stay abundant around here. Living Streams. These are products that work like probiotics supposed to ought us. They should have.
Know the source. The source. OneRadioNetwork.com.
So my book, It Takes a Long Time to Get Young. It does. It takes a long time for us to figure out. It took me lifetimes. And I'm not saying I cracked the code or anything like that, but I'm on to something, and we're on to something, and a lot of other people are too. So, you know, we'll see where this takes us, just for fun. And if I were to get hit by a flying bus at 85 times around the sun, well, you guys have a good time saying, well, Patrick, he was... You didn't count on that bus thing. Just kidding. So one of the big components, in my opinion, in my experience, is aging. So where does this stuff come from? I didn't really get into that. Not from a book, nothing I've read. Just over the last 10 years, I really became just so fascinated with it, to look at it, to be able to look at it from my perspective, which is all I have, right? My perspective as soul, this is how we see things. We look and we see, whether it be on the internal, the external, or in another reality. We look and we see. That's the way we learn. So if we're just in our body, looking at our thoughts, call that thinking, and live our life like that, it's pretty much what you get. And it's fine, and people do it all the time. But it's a limited awareness, right? You're just... So as we look at this and get into it, soul, who we are, which is just a viewpoint, right? We're just a viewpoint, even though we're everywhere. At this point, we're just a viewpoint of who we are with the physical body and the astral body and the causal body and the mental body. So after many, many years of looking at it, especially going through some really difficult issues like sciatica and colon, stomach, you know, stuff like that. And these were three of the big ones, really painful. And they were long, too, you know, a long time. And just looking at pain and looking how to get out of the pain and looking into the pain and looking how the thought is in the body and being able to see all of that, then you can really get a pretty interesting perspective where it's just not a mental thing. Well, yes, we get engrams and we get them in here and that's great, but, you know, when you see them, then you say, whoa, yeah, that's, yep, yep, that's how it works. That's how it works. So all of this, all these things that I'm sharing with you are things that I've actually seen in their own, in my own reality. So they could be not exactly the way it is because I'm just giving you Patrick's version as soul of what I had seen, have seen. I'm sure on a spiritual level, on a deep level, it all works the same for everybody because there are just spiritual truths, right? But then our interpretation is different in the way we put it into words and all that, and that's what makes us unique and all of that stuff. But it looks like, at this point, that the idea of time is truly one of the key reasons why the body ages. And it's not because there is time, because, well, there's not. In my opinion, in my experience, the body ages because we, as soul, in a body, subconsciously and consciously and for lifetimes, do believe that time exists. And we know for sure that this body, soul, mind, body thing is all just a hologram, as this gentleman said yesterday. I don't even like the word hologram. It just is all one thing. Hologram just puts more information out there that just makes it, I mean, who knows what a hologram is, right? It's just all one thing. Soul and body and mind and God, and we're all just one big thing. All connected. All one big thing. God. Everywhere. One big blob of God. And we just have this little perspective and our state of consciousness, and that's what we carry with us till the end of day, till the end of time. And there won't be any end of time, so we'll just do this forever. So our state of consciousness, what we believe, what we understand, what we see, what we know, what we believe to be real, is our state of consciousness, and this is what controls how we, whatever we experience. So, whatever we experience as soul, as far as what we believe and what we think and what we imagine, all those things are immediately in the body at that moment, because there is no time. It's just all happening at the same time. Oh, man, I can't believe, I don't know how I'm going to make my car payment. Well, that's in the body at that moment. Somewhere, it's just energy, it's just a vibe, light, energy, whatever you want to call it. And then if you say, well, you know, it's going to be fine. I always have enough money, and I'm going to let that one go. It's not in your body anymore. It only sticks in your body when you stick with it. So then 2 hours later, you concerned about making the car payment. It makes it a little bit denser. And then you do it again and again. And then you start thinking about, I really shouldn't be worrying about the car payment because that's not, doesn't feel good when I do that. And that makes it worse. And so you see what happens. And so that's how we get it. You know, that's how disease is caused, pretty simply. God, we should go in Mayo Clinic and tell them how disease is caused. You could just talk to him for 5 minutes, say, okay, you're done. Hilarious. So anyway, so because we are running the show, spirit is the engine. It's the juice, the mojo, prana, chi, spirit, whatever you want to call it. That's the energy. And then we're just guiding it where we want through whatever we believe to be true. Because we're little, our own little gods. We're our own little gods. I'm a god, you're a god. We're not the big god, but we're all little gods. And we're creating this all the time. And we always will be. Never stop. So somebody calls up and say, oh, what do you say we go out and have dinner next Thursday night? A week from tomorrow. Sure, I can do that. That'd be great. And this is somebody who you've had super crush on anyway, and now they're inviting you, so you're like really kind of, this is great, right? Or it's your husband, and he hasn't invited you out for years, so it's great. So if we just write down Thursday, 7 o'clock, and really never give it any much thought, or it just is, and before you know it, 7 o'clock Thursday comes around, or is there already, and you just go, and boom, and that's it. But as soon as we create some space in between now and next Thursday, in our mind, in our imagination, and especially with things that we really are looking forward to, it can get pretty tricky to not get too over fond of the next thing, because it'll really screw it up more than anything. It's really what it does is, have you ever noticed that? When you were kids, if you really got into something and you thought about it a lot, and oh boy, next Thursday we're going to do this, and then oh, we're going to do this, and you pictured it, and it's never like you thought it was, and it's usually a lot. Things get screwed up, and it gets screwed up because we're in there trying to tell spirit what to do, how to do it, you know, what the pony's going to look like. That's why it's good to keep all these things generic. So let spirit do something that's real good. So does that make sense? So if we get in there and really try to paint this picture, this thing in the future, exactly the way we want it, it always, always messes it up. And that's why things go wrong at big events sometimes, because we're attached to them even happening, one, and then also attached to them happening in a certain way. And the more we get attached to it and really put energy into it, you can see how we can kind of kink up the works. Can you picture that? Where if we just say, that's cool, I'm going to give that one to God and it's going to be great. Whatever, thy will be done. Whatever, whoever shows up, whatever happens, it's going to be just perfect for everybody involved. And that's it. Done? And then spirit does it in a way that just blows your mind. Because you can't come up with all this stuff and make all these things all inextricably tied together. By the way, Richard Mayberry is going to be here in 20 minutes. Really cool guy. Stay tuned. So as we create this 8 days or whatever it is between now and next Thursday in our mind, in our state of consciousness, the body has to do something, because we are telling the body, hey, heart, there's something going on. I mean, so for the next 8 days, we've created some time. So you're now into the time model. So you got to do something. Because in time and space, you just got to keep moving. You either go forward or backward. You don't stand still, time or space. So you're either going forward or backward. You're either getting older or getting younger, really. Not really. Once you just let it all go, then I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. I think the body just hangs out. There's nowhere to go. But that's really how aging works. That's one of the key things in aging. It's got to do something. So it's going to do something. And everything in the physical is generally gets created, and it, you know, it's going into a path of anabolic, catabolic, and it's always going from building to detoxing, or building to destroying, I guess is the word. What is that? Shiva, what is that? Creation and neutral, and then the destroyer, Kali. That idea of the three. So just like the liver builds at 1 o'clock, and then it breaks down or detoxes at 2 o'clock. So everything's always moving when you give it time. So the body's got to do something when we create time, when we believe in time. Oh, we're going to have their 40th birthday, over-the-hill birthday, and all this stuff. You see, all these things are implanted in people's consciousness, subconsciously. It's all in their cells. And that's why the body ages. The main reason the body ages. So as we more and more give up all of that stuff, birthdays and time and tomorrow and tonight, 20 minutes from now, whatever, the more and more and more the body is just happy. I'm happy. I don't need to do anything. No reason for the cells to deteriorate. Why would they? They're just all light and peace, love, and hippie beads anyway, on a spiritual level. You know, because all of these things are happening on a spiritual level. There's no reason for the body to age. It's only going to age when soul thinks it's going to age, or soul thinks it has a problem. Then the body has a problem. Does that make sense? So it just can't happen Now, I'm using these kind of terms like getting dogmatic and absolute, it can't and won't and all that. And I know what you're thinking. Wow, Patrick, what happens if an elephant sits on your house and you die? Yeah, I get it. Believe me. I'm just, I should choose my words more carefully, but, you know, I'm fine. Because anything can happen. And we don't know some kind of deals that we've made with spirit. And, maybe we have elephant sitting karma that we just need to experience this lifetime. I don't know why. Can't do it in a dream state. No, really. You just really need to get sat upon by an elephant. That's just the deal. That's just the deal. Just got to do it. That's the only way you're going to repay what you did. Okay. So, no matter what you do, some elephant's going to come and sit on you. So try again. So you can see how when we believe in time, and then we also believe that something negative is going to happen to us or could happen to us, how those things together can create problems, you know, can create aging and wrinkles, and like we all get, because somewhere along the line we all created some. But they'll leave, I think. Not that it matters, but they will leave. Because as we go backwards, or as we become more eternal, spiritual level, body's got to follow suit. So maybe the Benjamin Button thing will happen. I don't know. I suspect if I would have thought about this when I was 35 revolutions around the sun, that you'd just stay like that, I guess. Well, it takes a long time to get young. I started late. Yeah, I understand. What are you going to do, man? Well, I tell you what, I have been having just a groovy time. Groovy? Been having a great time putting black cumin seed oil on my tummy with DMSO and going in the sauna. Whoa. You got to do this. You don't have to, but I think you should. We love our sauna. Previously with cardiologist Dr. Joel Kahn, 35 years experience in cardiology.
On your commercial break, you hit a hot button because I'm a giant fan of infrared sauna and the cardiac benefits.
Tell us about why you like these saunas for the heart. What does it do?
In Japan, it's a traditional therapy of heart disease to even sick heart patients to sit for 15 or 20 minutes in an infrared sauna, then lie down and rest and hydrate for about half an hour. They call it Waon, W-A-O-N. It means soothing heat. And they've done research studies, like 30 of them, in humans. Anti-ages your arteries and improves the strength of your heart, and it may actually prolong survival in sick heart patients. Anybody can just, again, go to the internet, read about infrared sauna heart disease, or put my name there because I've written many articles about it. Now there's data coming out of Sweden and Finland because they've published some amazing data. The number of times a week you're in a sauna, number of minutes each time, you can just track out how long you're going to live. So very powerful therapy by being in, my favorite is an infrared sauna.
Well, I don't know about you, but if the heart muscles and the arteries are happy, things are good. Very important. We promote the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Special price, not in print, $9.95, delivered continental U.S. Get your heart and keep your heart and arteries in fine shape by using the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Email me for the special price, patrick@oneradionetwork.com.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in mirror on glass, our elk antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
We got a sale, sale going on, Sir Thrival. This is pretty cool, guys, girls. If you get one elk antler gold or platinum, elk antler gold or platinum, which we just talked about in that commercial, then you can get 50% off, wow, on the Pure Potency elk velvet antler. Man, that's cool. That is a great deal. The Pure Pine Pollen Pure Potency. If you've never tried this one, guys, boy, this tastes so good. And girls, take you do it too. You'll like it. Good for birds and boys and girls. So it's going on right now, this special deal.
We talk about your health, wealth, and well-being on OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, just a few minutes left here, and then Richard Mayberry is going to call in, and we're going to do a thing with him. Wait till you hear about him. He's cool. So the time, I think we kind of covered that. That's it's really mission critical to helping you to not get sick, one, and then to just keep everything happening for as long as you know, for a long time if you want. Just see what you want to do and see how long you'd like to stay, or see what's going on in your life and how much you're willing to put into it, your focus and your attention and your faith and all that stuff, and then figure it out and then see where it takes you. And 30, 40 years from now, let me know how you're doing. Time. It's challenging because we, of course, have spent lifetimes, probably millions, literally, believing that time is real. So it's not an easy one to work out of, but I would encourage you to think about the possibility that you little pumpkin listening right now, you are a whole lot more evolved than you think you are? Way more. That you've talked about this stuff, you've learned about this stuff in past lifetimes. We all have. We've all had some pretty cool teachers in our past lives and all that. And for some reason, who knows why, we just needed to come back and do this one again. Not a bad thing. That's, what's another 150 years among friends? So this ties right into this idea that we talk about quite often that's just real key here, is to understand more and more about these ideas and really think about them and really give them some thought and say, wow, could that be true? And how would that work? And contemplate. That's what contemplation is. When you sit there, close your eyes, and think about these ideas and write them down and journal and really work with them. And then before you know it, some fun things will start happening in your dream life. But just to hear them, oh, that sounds great. Oh, Patrick, oh, that's cool. Okay, that's cool. And then not do anything with it unless, well, then not much is going to happen. But it's all, you know, because it's all about us. But I just wanted to point out then before we go into Richard Mayberry is that, so that's real critical about how we talk about these different things that we perceive that are going on in our body, right? For the difference in saying, well, I think, you know, you'd say, I think my thyroid could use a little giddy up. It's doing great, but I'm going to just juice it up a little bit, maybe take a little bit of piggy, or I'll stick my tongue out and detox it, and it's going to be fine, and boom. Or, man, I look at my blood test, and I got my thyroid is not working good, and you know, I know it's tied into everything, and oh my God, and I heard Ray Pete about low thyroid. You know, I don't know what to do, and boom. See the difference? So you don't want to do that, because when we do it that way, we're just telling our thyroid, you dirty rat, you're just not doing your thing. What are you doing? As opposed to, even though we are our thyroid, right, we're part of it, as opposed to saying, well, we're doing fine, and we're just going to get better. Which is what you would tell a young child, right? I love you. You're doing great. Just would appreciate it if you wouldn't put your ice cream on the couch without a bowl. You know, that kind of thing. Same way, right? It's the same principle. You don't want to give them a hard time and make them feel badly about themselves. I mean, what's up with that? Just tell them that they're doing great and they're going to do better and be great if you just put the ice cream in the bowl before you put it on the couch. Same principle. Well, sometimes I think about this whole thing about, I like to contemplate, it's just one big blob of God, and close my eyes outside and really think about that and contemplate it. And man, you go places like, whoa. It's like, whoa. That's how you do it. That's how we do it. Okay, so what are we going to do tomorrow? We're taking the day off tomorrow. Don't you love it? I am. We'll have a couple of shows for you. I want to take tomorrow off just for fun. And we'll be back on Friday with Open Phone Friday. And I'm sure we'll have a big time. We'll be having a big time. So,